In reporting from San Francisco this week, we've talked with a tech CEO, an iconic chef, a gay rights activist, a senator. But with all the wealth and talent San Francisco has to offer, the city has yet to solve one of its biggest problems, homelessness. Mayor Ed Lee is under increasing pressure to shut down homeless encampments and clean up the piles of trash and human waste littering the streets, especially before the region hosts the Super Bowl next year. At last count, there are roughly 7,000 homeless people living on San Francisco's streets or in shelters. Stephanie Martin Taylor from Here and Now contributor KQED has a story about one of them, a woman who often lives on her doorstep.
Even if you've never been to San Francisco, you've probably seen my neighborhood on a postcard, in a movie, or an old TV commercial.
Rice, Peroni, the San Francisco treat.
Russian Hill is where you find the historic cable cars and spectacular views of the bay. My husband David calls it the heart of the city.
You've got the Golden Gate Bridge to your left. You've got Fisherman's Wharf just down the hill. The cable cars around the corner. It is an iconic neighborhood in San Francisco.
With an iconic San Francisco dilemma. A woman who often sleeps sitting up on our front doorstep, a blanket over her head. Her name is Sophia. She won't tell us her last name. She's 73 years old. Over the past 7 months, we've made at least a dozen phone calls to the city, like this one back in September.
Yes, is this the homeless outreach line?
I tell them about Sophia's silver-gray hair, her long pink skirt, the white socks that peek out from under her blanket.
She's usually there between somewhere around 2:30 a.m., and she tends to leave around 6:30. And if she's not in my door, she'll be on one of the doorsteps around that block.
If outreach workers have ever made contact with Sophia, privacy laws prevent them from telling me. So when I didn't see her for a couple of weeks, I thought maybe, finally, she's gotten some help. But a few days ago, around 1:30 in the morning, we found her in the doorway.
Sophia, I've been trying to call people to come out and help. Has anyone come out and helped you? No.
Sophia is smart, enjoys reading at the library. She's also very suspicious. She says most people who offer her help just want to take her money. But after a few minutes, she agrees to tell us a bit of her story. And like our neighborhood, it's also classic San Francisco.
All the leaves are brown, and the sky is gray.
Sophia says she grew up in New Hampshire and came here in the late 1960s for the music.
I liked all of it. Mamas and Papas, and the Beach Boys.
Sophia says she lived at the center of hippie culture in Haight-Ashbury and worked as a nurse at the neighborhood's famous free clinic.
Mostly it was people on drugs. Yeah, we had a living room, you know, where everybody would come in that was on drugs, and we'd have to feed them all because they were all so hungry, you know.
Sophia tells us she's never married, no kids. Her friends are dead or moved away. She says she was evicted about 6 years ago, and she's been on the streets ever since. She's been to shelters, though.
But it's really horrible.
Why?
Well, people don't sleep at night. You know, they're swearing at each other. And you're in a room, like, with 100 other people, maybe. And people steal things.
Complaints like these keep many of the homeless on the streets. And they're why earlier this year, the city opened a new shelter called the Navigation Center. Unlike traditional shelters, it's open 24/7 and staffed with counselors who try to steer homeless people into permanent housing. A number of homeless advocates I've spoken with tell me Sophia would be a good candidate. But Sophia says she's never heard of it and doesn't trust the city anyway.
We're not a kind of system, our homeless service system, where you can simply abduct people against their will.
That's Sam Dodge. The mayor recently appointed him to oversee San Francisco's homeless services. I told Dodge that I'm not convinced the outreach team is looking for Sophia or keeping track of her case. Dodge says his office may have a file on her and may have spoken with her. But again, because of privacy laws, he can't say.
You know, persistence does pay. So it's been frustrating so far, but I think if we do really care about someone, we are not going to give up.
I talked about Sophia with San Francisco Chronicle columnist Chuck Nevius. He spent the last decade taking the city to task over homelessness.
Many of us in San Francisco have had the experience you had, which is you go to this homeless person and you talk to him and you say, wait a minute, he or she is making perfect sense. They're actually very bright. This is not someone who should be out on the street. And those are the people that you can have an immediate impact with.
He said he believes the city is finally moving in the right direction with the Navigation Center model, which it's planning to expand. But he says the outreach team needs to be more persistent, especially with people like Sophia.
You can't walk up to them and say, would you like to go to a shelter? And they say no, and you say, okay, fine.
Sophia says she's fine sleeping outside, but David and I don't believe it. We've heard her whimper in fear and seen her run across the street to hide, leaving her canvas bags of organic food strewn on our steps. We'll keep calling the city, but now we're looking at other options. Church leaders, mental health counselors, anyone willing to talk to Sophia in the middle of the night and help her get off the streets.
Okay. Yeah. Good night, Sophia.
Okay.
There are people out there who care, okay?
Yep.
For Here and Now, I'm Stephanie Martin Taylor in San Francisco.